This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. If you heard, a Cowboys contract has been done with CeeDee Lamb. You heard right. And we'll be resetting all that for you here coming up at 3:20 on your home of the Cowboys. Krusty's Corners at 3:40. Here's Chief with your NFL news of the day.
Yeah, man, congratulations to CeeDee Lamb. 4 years, $136 million extension, $100 million guaranteed. He got the bag, 34 per year. That's what he wanted. They drew a line in the sand, and they're like, this is where we're going to be. Cowboys, let us know when you're here, and then we'll go ahead and put ink to paper. Got it done today. Very, very exciting. Now, I do have an incredible clip that I look forward to breaking down with you guys on the fan cam here momentarily. I should probably slide into y'all's DMs with it just so you can get a real good view. But yeah. Twitch and YouTube on the fan cam is going to be something you're going to want to check out here in the next few minutes, because I do think the most impressive thing that took place over the course of the preseason finale weekend in the NFL is actually something that took place off of the field. But before we get there, we do have to note that week one in Cleveland, it's going to be a Chubb-free environment, folks.
Uh-oh.
Prepare yourselves.
Not ready to go, huh?
Nick Chubb, not ready to go. They're pupping the Chubb. They're saying, you're going to be out of here for the first four games.
Wow.
And he had the big-time injury last year, so he's been banged up all preseason and training camp, but there were thoughts that he was going to be available for week one. He's not going to be. So you have Deshaun Watson with arm soreness, and even when his arm's not sore, it's not an accurate or effective arm, at least hasn't been since he put the Browns uniform on. The offense, they don't have football Moses anymore, or running game Moses.
Running game Moses.
Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
He joined his son in Tennessee. What does that do to their rushing attack? No Chubb, no Moses. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I think that I think the Browns will score 10 points in week one. Mike Zimmer is going to bring it strong, and it's a guaranteed Cowboy 1-0 start, which is very, very exciting because the status of the Browns right now, I think that offense is going to be about as bad as it gets in the sport this year.
Yeah, it's going to be up about, like you mentioned, about with Zimmer is his ability to, all the things that you just said, the Watson things like that, that no Nick Chubb. Offensive line's still pretty good, though, with Willis and Batonio and Teller and Conklin.
I mean, those are guys.
They've got some guys. So, are they going to have to find a way? Dallas's run defense will be tested right off the jump. And I feel like it'll be a better run defense with the players they've added, but especially the linebacker group. I just could see these guys filling holes, getting to where they need to be. Sure tacklers in a lot of ways. So run defense will be better. If Deshaun Watson is ailing in any way of throwing the football, you're going to get the – I have a feeling that game plan is still going to be about running that ball.
See, how good is Cleveland's defense?
It's legit. Yeah. This is the problem, because you've got two. You're going to have two rookie starters. You're going to have a rookie left tackle. You're going to have a rookie center. They'll move Myles Garrett around. They'll put Myles Garrett over the center. They'll put Myles Garrett over – I mean, it ain't like he's just going to sit there and play left or right end. They'll move him around. Dalvin Tomlinson is a tough guy to kind of block inside. We feel like, though, that with BB and then with Smith, Martin, maybe some combination blocks inside, that's where it's going to be really key for me. Can you control Shelby Harris, Dalvin Tomlinson, those guys inside? because that ball is going to start there, and the ability to cut that ball is going to be how Dallas is going to run it.
Yeah, see, I have concerns on both sides, you know, for this Cowboys team. I think that the defense is the recipe that could get you, you know, struggling to move the ball. But then on your defense, like if Dan Quinn is going up against a mobile quarterback on the road, you don't have much familiarity. I think this is a situation where in Cleveland they could scheme up the kind of game plan that really take advantage of the Cowboys defense struggling with motion. Arizona last year, you know, I think this is, you know, the recipe for disaster. You kind of throw the records and the stats out. I think Cleveland gave up quite a few points last year, but they closed strong defensively to make me feel like this is going to be stout. And with two rookie offensive linemen, I don't assume anything about the ease of this win here week one.
That's fair. I think it's just a complete and utter disrespect for the offense in its entirety as it pertains to the Browns. I just think that's going to be, it's going to be a low scoring game. You're not going to walk out of there feeling great about what the Cowboys are doing necessarily. I think they win the game like 17-13 kind of deal.
Yeah, Garrett Corumora. They've got, you know, that Corumora on the other side is as far as a rusher and the way that he plays run defense.
He's legit.
That's what I'm saying. How well you can block their front seven is going to dictate how well you can play in this game. Because I feel like not watching a lot of Browns, I haven't watched any of their tape so far, but just kind of understanding who they've got playing in the secondary with Delpit and Thornhill and those guys that, you know, at the safeties, maybe there's going to be some opportunities for Ferguson. We'll see. But they're going to have to win on the outside. And if they can protect the front, it's always good for Dak Prescott to be able to throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, they got legit corners, Denzel Ward, Martin Emerson, Greg Newsome. I mean, they got some guys for real. So
we got
plenty of time.
Yeah, can you win against Newsome in the slot? That's what's going to –
I'll take my chances with CeeDee Lamb.
I'll take my chances with him too.
And again, I just think ultimately Dak and Lamb and Ferguson are going to find ways to score 16 points in a game that I think that's all you're going to need in order to win it. But we'll see. They're not going to have Nick Chubb. We'll see the status of Deshaun Watson. He should be playing, but he's got the arm soreness. If he doesn't play, it'll be Jameis Winston, and he was back at it again in the preseason finale, boys and girls, with absolutely epic pregame speech to get the boys going.
Remember the time you played your best football game of your life?
Yes, sir.
Remember the time after that victory you went to CC Pizza and celebrated with the boys? Yeah. For real. Feel it in your heart, man. Okay. It's a long way back to Cleveland. Yeah. Let's not leave it without a victory. Yeah. All right? Yeah. So put everything you got on the line today. Let's have a game of memory, man. I remember. Let's go. Family on three. One, two, three. Hey.
Yeah, they lost in Seattle, didn't they? Was it 39-33, something like that? You know, it was one of those.
I don't know.
He tries. I think he's 0-2 on his speeches so far. I don't think.
They don't end up winning.
I don't think we won one when he's given a speech.
Brock Hoffman syndrome.
He's going to work on it. He's going to get better.
Put up 33 points in a preseason. I'd call that a galvanized group.
Yeah bro. I mean, that's
win or lose.
First time ever CeCe's gets a name drop in an NFL pregame speech.
I love the fact that he mentioned CeCe's Pizza for the after the game. For me, it was like Shotgun Sam's. That was the place.
Is that pizza?
Shakey's. Yeah, these are places in the 70s.
Shotgun Sam's had some pizza?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day. Yeah, Shotgun Sam's, Shakey's. Good pizza for back in the day.
And you had your pizza spot.
Round Table.
Yeah. We were doing a lot of Pizza Inn stuff on 1709.
Pizza Inn.
Legendary.
Pizza Hut's good,
how the pepperonis curl up.
Those pepperonis, the crisp on those things. And their thin crust was dominant. What happened to Pizza Inn?
Mr. Gaddy's was another one,
Who was out on Pizza Inn? Because that was always the spot.
Oh, no,
Saturday afternoon.
No, it's your generation, not mine. We weren't out.
I'm disappointed in my generation.
You should be, because we had good pizza places. You guys came along and ruined them all.
I think Pizza Hut pivoted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Pizza Inn was a Pizza Hut deal?
Well, I think they were operating in Pizza Hut's sort of.
I think they're still the best if you talk about the takeout variety of pizzas.
Nobody out pizzas the Hut.
Nobody.
I actually tend to agree with you when it comes to the run of the mill pizza spots, you know, like the chain spots. But CeCe's is still just fantastic.
I mean, if you're just going, we've Zalots and others, you know. I mean,
It's a different ball game. It's
a
level
up. Especially pizza like that, but if you're just going, hey, I need to go get a pizza.
Yeah, budget pizza.
Budget pizza. Pizza Hut.
I mean, to me, the Pizza Hut arc shows you what happened to Pizza Inn, who's a sit-down spot. Pizza Hut recognized this is a failing business model. We need to be just a counter with an oven. You know, you're in, you're out, we're delivering, you're right. picking up.
That's
we're not
point.
Wasting money on all this extra manpower and real estate.
No, you're 100% right about that.
Yeah.
Well, RIP, we got to pour one out for Pizza Inn. I do miss those
There's still
guys.
One over in, really? In my neck of the woods. Yeah, I get a Pizza Inn every now and then.
Nice,
yeah.
dude.
Okay. Their sausage pizza is really good. Hamburger sausage pizza, excellent.
I'm totally in for that every time. Yes. It's like, let's do that. We have, with the Broncos, Bo Nix, right? We found out he's going to start.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm still not overly bullish on it. We got to get to your guy, Drake May, but we'll do that a little bit later, bro.
Is he not starting?
Well, it's a weird situation in New England. But Sean Payton, he has conviction. It's Bo Nix. It's not Jarrett Stidham. Yeah. Not Zach Wilson, despite Zach Wilson putting on a show yesterday.
Zach Wilson is becoming a likable guy.
Against all odds. Well, yeah. Okay, so here's the two different
what
quotes.
She said.
It was a three.
I admire what he can do.
It was a three-man race.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the older women, the maturity level of them starting to rub off on Zach Wilson a little bit.
Evidently, the ladies he's hanging out with are helping him a lot.
They have some perspective.
They
and
do. They're able to like kind of talk to him afterwards and tell him, like, hey, you know, this is what you really, how you need to act.
Well, I think you have the dichotomy of two different journeys. They're in the same place, their feet are in the same place, but their footsteps are all over the map because Zach Wilson's a big money quarterback. He got drafted high.
Right.
Jarrett Stidham is not.
Nope.
So listen to the difference in perspectives here as Jarrett Stidham is still looking to get substantial NFL money, something he has not done. Zach Wilson has before even taking a snap in the league. Zach Wilson was getting paid big money as one of the top picks. But Jarrett Stidham said he was very disappointed when he heard he lost the quarterback job to Bo Nix. His quote was, "I know I'm a starting quarterback in this league. I have zero doubts about that. And it just didn't shake out my way, but I know what kind of player I am and I know what kind of person I am." So he's fired up. He still has the chip on his shoulder. He's like, my gosh, I should be that guy. Now that's my job. He feels like he got that taken out of his hands. Zach Wilson made some money.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, you know, I was actually excited for Bo.
Yeah.
I mean, don't think it was much of a surprise, right? I think he's had a great camp. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah.
I think he's ready for it.
Sure.
That's a guy who's been beaten and battered as a starting quarterback in New York.
Yes.
He's like, I've made money. Why would I? His whole job now is just to secure QB2 for the rest of
just
his career.
And be cool to the other guys.
And be,
just
yes.
Be cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Just be cool. The thing about Stidham, he's probably thinking Auburn quarterback against Auburn quarterback. There was a time when Bo Nix at Auburn wasn't very good, and you would have probably said that Stidham was a better player at Auburn. That's probably why he's feeling a little like, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I forgot
Stidham,
about the Auburn connection.
Yeah, Nix going to Oregon, that saved him right there. They figured something out about him that nobody else had figured out. So good for him.
214, God bless, Broadus, man. Shotgun Sam's, let's go. I grew up eating there.
That's a crusty right there.
Live band in an arcade?
Damn right.
Wow, that was the
shaky
spot.
Shotgun Sam's. I mean, these places, like, you go in there, you eat, you get entertained. They had, like, Three Stooges cartoons on and stuff while you're eating. It was a good place. Big red, those big red cups, you know, like when you go sit down.
Oh, yes.
Those big red plastic cups, like,
yeah,
hey, you want
pitchers.
Some to drink? They're giving you, like, a bucket of soda, you know, to be able to drink. Those places, they don't exist anymore.
No.
They don't.
You're asking your mom to get you a breadstick from the salad bar because it's just fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
How many video games do they have at Shotgun Sam's?
I don't think we're Shotgun Sam's video guy. We might have had the, what was the one that, when it dropped down, it made the sound like the, what's
Space
the
Space Invaders?
Space Invader game. Yeah. I think we kind of had that
Space
one.
Invaders.
I think that was the only one. I couldn't remember what it was called.
See, we stepped in.
Tetris, was that another
into
one?
Round table blocks. So they had a lot of pole position.
Oh, yeah.
Galaga.
Galaga's
epic, dude. Yeah, I mean, arcade pizza, that's a Friday night for
See,
the ages.
Mr. Gaddy's was like that, too. I don't know. Lucius, you remember the Mr. Yo. Gaddy's? Lucius, you remember
I
Mr.
love Mr. Gaddy's.
Yeah, Mr. Gaddy's was kind of an entertainment. Like, you could sit there, eat your pizza.
Yeah.
You weren't going to, like, you didn't have a phone, but you, like, can watch cartoons. And
All
was,
day, just cartoons, back to back to back.
Yeah,
it's
really
a buffet pizza situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love Mr. Gaddy's, bro.
Yeah.
It's like you were in a theater.
Yes. Yeah.
Any cinnamon rolls at Mr. Gaddy's?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Straight pizza?
No, it was just, it was straight pizza. And again,
that's where CeCe's is really getting it done with that dessert bar.
I think if you're going to have pizza, I'm going to say it again, the big red cup to fill up for drink.
It's a tone setter.
That is that you're thinking about your customers when you're doing that.
And the little
soft lunchroom cups. Same cups they have at high school lunchrooms.
Yeah.
They drop a
Yeah, that ice is important, too.
Something about the Sprite just tastes better out of a cup like that.
Oh, huge. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Pizza Inn is back, baby, says the 903. They got it in Sherman. There's one in Midlothian. Pizza Inn in Winsboro.
What about these are all places that are an hour away. So, Sherman.
Someone says there's one in North Richland Hills, which is sort of my neck of the woods there, but I'm not familiar with it. A lot of love for Mr. Jim's coming in as well.
And I've never been to a Mr. Jim's.
Never been to a Mr. Jim's?
No, I never have.
Man.
Never been to a Mr.
It was good. It was good. The cheese was like a thick layer.
Why do you keep saying was?
Is it no longer here with us?
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. For me, I haven't had it in 15 years. So it feels like a was to me. Gotcha. But they are still. Gotcha. I mean, and the one that, like, there was one off 377 in Keller. That one doesn't have a pulse. So I don't know who's still getting it done. Maybe there's still one on 156.
Come on, bro.
I hope Jim
that's
is
somebody's
still,
business, fam. Why are you talking like that?
Jim's still kicking in half.
Change that whole man's life right now.
Sorry about that, Jimbo.
Paramedics. Yeah. Paramedics are working on the oven. Gosh. Clear.
Somebody's dream right there, bro. It doesn't have a boss.
That dream turned into a nightmare real quick.
I'm sorry, this place is dead.
Speaking of ambulance and whatnot, how about this?
Ambulance.
Okay, Carter, let's go ahead and get this on. We got to get it on the cam. This was the most impressive move of the sports weekend. Lucius, let me get it to you as well. This is, I believe, in Denver. This is a preseason game, and you will see a clear Denver Broncos fan who's got some size to him. He's doing some yapping to a much younger dude who also has a friend or brother with him. And watch this Broncos guy get KO'd, but look at the elite beer control where he has his tall boy. He doesn't spill a drop.
Yeah.
He gets KO'd to the ground.
Yep.
And watch him not spill a single drop of beer. Like an absolute legend. Act like you've been there before. Yeah. He has. I'm not going to make a bad situation worse. Oh, I got punched and I spilled my beer. Nope, not going to be me. I'll just take a couple of shots to the face here. I'll eat those, but I still got my Coors.
You said I paid $20 for this
one. Yeah, exactly. You have a death grip on that thing.
I paid $20, bro.
My guy lost his shoe in the middle of getting KO'd, but did not spill a drop of beer. I mean, look at the elite level control on this guy.
And he's eating more while sitting on the ground.
Yeah, he ate two or three more down there.
That's commitment right there. Yeah. And a pretty good buzz.
And he went for
fantastic buzz, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop punching me. Oh, he lost his shoe, though.
He did.
That's never a good look.
But never his beer.
See, why did he duck the guy?
Well, he went in for a pump fake like he was going to scare him away because he is much bigger than the other one. But the other one is crazier, and he's wearing a wife beater. You got to know better. Yep. Guy in the wife beater, probably not going to pump fake punch you.
No.
And a bonnet. My man got a bonnet on, fam.
Yeah, he's got KO'd by a dude in a bonnet.
He got a bonnet, fam.
Oh, my God.
Probably got good hair under that bonnet, though, right?
Didn't spill his beer. Lost his shoe.
Hey, I'm just going to say, though, he had the bottle of beer, you know, the aluminum can bottle.
Yeah. Yep.
Kind of if it was a cup.
You'd be more impressed.
Yes, but the little neck with the spout. I think that I could do that.
No, but look at the intent of him keeping his arm, like he's falling to the ground.
I understand.
And he's keeping his arm up and everything's angled flat so there's not spilling a drop.
Eric, there's one of these bars I was at. I went and watched Memphis play North Texas in basketball, and we went to one of those bars. And my buddy with a pitcher of beer fell over. He was going down the steps, a couple of steps to get to the pool table area. I don't even remember what the bar was. Falls face first, never spilt a drop of the pitcher.
Wow.
So see, if you got a jumbo
that's
cup,
impressive.
You know, and you're not spilling it. Yeah. But a bottle, I think
both
I could
things are impressive.
I think
Brian.
I could control a bottle.
Yeah.
I think I could control
Well, let's do that.
I don't want to fall again.
Let's do that.
I don't want to
punch
fall
Brian.
Again. No,
yeah. I've seen you fall before. I don't think you're controlling bleep.
No. I think that I'm holding on to now. My elbow might get dislocated hitting the ground.
Right.
Sure.
Hazard of the, it might pop out.
You know, like my elbow hits the ground. My hand's probably coming loose of that bottle or can. But I'm just saying, small spout. I don't know.
Seeing you fall down a month or so ago in Oxnard, I do think you can take a pretty good fall and pop
my
back
knee
up.
Still hurts from that.
I
by
know
the
that
way,
much.
It still
yeah.
hurts. It just when you're old and you fall. I used to
Not
laugh
surprised.
At people like, "Oh man, you're old and you're falling, you're breaking stuff. How does that happen?" It happens. Yeah. It hurts. Yeah, yeah, it does hurt.
And it's slow motion, too, when you're older.
Yeah.
You can see it happening, like, oh, Lucius, I'm about to fall. Oh, my God, I'm falling.
Lucius, Lucius, you should see me when I hit the pavement. I kind of tried to pop up quick.
Yeah.
Really did. My knee was all scraped up. My hands were scraped up. And then I lost one of my earbuds. I couldn't find it.
Sorry,
I
don't know. Bro.
It, like, exploded out of my...
But you wouldn't have spilled that beer. Yeah.
It just went, wait, maybe not.
You were on a mission to not be second in
I
line,
would
though.
Fall. I tell you, you had to hand me a glass of, like Johnny Walker Blue. I ain't spilling a damn drop yet. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm taking swigs on the way down.
You were moving fast that day. Are you always in a hurry when you travel, you think?
I felt like that I let you guys down with the way the bus thing worked.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't your bad.
We were pointing fingers a little bit.
No, we were standing there an hour.
Gosh dang it, Broadus.
Yeah, that wasn't your
You're the itinerary guy.
That was Avis that let us down.
Let's be buttoned up.
Let's make that clear.
I felt like, though, that like...
1 a.m. on the Pacific Coast.
Well, no, it's like I felt bad because I'm like, my dudes are waiting for this. Because I'm like the dad on the trip. I'm always that guy. I do move fast. I wanted to get there because I felt like exactly what happened. Three buses showed up after we checked out. Remember that?
Yeah.
That could have been a disaster. That could have been bad for us.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they had all been in line.
Yeah, exactly. We were out the door and like we had our van and we're like, we're gone. Bye. And you know, my knee was hurt.
Never mind the blood dripping down.
Exactly.
Your leg.
But you know what? I felt like that the injury was worth it to get ahead of all the people in line.
We gotta go. Spittle's mad at me for being late to the clock.
I'm about to say
Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. CD versus the Cowboys is over. Who won? That's next. And the next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nation. Yes, sir. Welcome back. Monumental day for the Cowboys as they got the contract done with CeeDee Lamb. What is relevant? What happens next? Let's discuss it. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Call 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Jane Slater had the most interesting report about how this all came together in the last couple of weeks. Says the two sides have been off and on in recent weeks, started really getting steam Saturday. For a long time, the Cowboys were at $32.5 million APY and then moved to 33. Lamb and his camp have been at 34 forever. In the end, it came in at $34 million annual, working on getting physical done and finished typing up some language and should be finished by tomorrow afternoon for sure. Jerry leaving tomorrow morning for owners' meetings. Lamb could be at practice tomorrow, and Jerry will meet with the media as originally planned Wednesday ahead of their return to Frisco and a press conference. So those are the things to look forward to as we hear talk. But, you know, it's really interesting how, you know, the Cowboys once again waited a long time to give the deal that was fair. Is there a strong case to be made that they should pivot with how they're doing these contracts, guys?
I mean, yeah, I think there is. If you want to be able to win these deals a little bit more, ultimately you didn't. The way you won this deal was by not letting him reset the market. But you didn't win the deal in the sense that you're still paying him very, very close to it, and he got exactly what he wanted. Which is totally fine in a nutshell with this player. Like, you know how good he is, and that's all fantastic. But if you want a chance to actually win the deals, then at some point you do have to show some level of backbone in these scenarios to set a precedent of the way you do it. Because your track record is, if you're a star player, just wait. It doesn't matter if you get hurt. It doesn't matter really anything. If you just wait long enough, the Cowboys are always in a mode where, because they never want to tear it down. This is part of the reason why that hurts them, because they're always trying to, hey, we think we can make the playoffs right now. My gosh, if we don't have Zeke this year, we're not going to be able to make the playoffs. If we don't have CeeDee Lamb, we're not going to be able to make the playoffs. And so ultimately, they acquiesce to the player because they want the player.
I could see the draw the line player being Dak.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like it shouldn't have been with Lamb. I mean, Jefferson is 35. He wants 34. You're sitting at 32.5, which just is a little bit more than Brown got, what, 2 years ago? Yeah. A year ago?
I think the Cowboys are always interested if you're not going to reset the market. I think that's something that they always kind of feel good about.
Yeah, but the whole time Lamb was not trying to reset the market. If this report is true, he wanted $34 million. They could have done it, and then he could have had a normal training camp and been with the team, and that would have been better for the team.
Absolutely. And their initial offer was more than the guy who was in second place, than Brown. Their offer was better than, like, okay, fine, we're not going to – Lamb probably knows I'm not getting 35.
Yeah.
But okay, we're going to make you the second highest paid guy at 32.5, And to CD's agent and his credit, they sat there and said, "Okay, yeah, we're comfortable with being the second one, but we want to be closer to the first than we are to the guy who's about to be third."
And if the Cowboys had a track record of not always playing nicely here, the CD Lamb and company might have just taken the 32.5 and been thankful for it. But because of the track record, it's like, no, we'll wait another 4 weeks. I'll skip training camp, which is not good for the team. You can't say it's good. We'll see. It may not be a big deal,
right,
but it's not good for the team.
No.
And then, that's it. I know I'm going to get what I want.
I mean, there's no doubt he deserves the second most at the very least.
Agreed.
The numbers from the last 2 years, number one in receptions, number two in receiving yards, yards after the catch, receiving touchdowns, receptions of 15-plus yards, 88 of them over the last 2 years, and 118.4 passer rating when targeted. Counting numbers, efficiency numbers, touchdowns, there's no doubt about it. He is the second best wide receiver. So it was a matter of where do you want to, be closer to. And I think the Cowboys, fought for what, $1.5 million. They kept their best player out of training camp for a month.
Yeah.
Probably worth it.
Yeah. To be honest with you, if I were the Cowboys, I would have sat there and waited till the week of the first game. I mean, I would have waited and see. I would have seen what his resolve is. Even if on principle, you're sitting there thinking like, okay, you want to get everybody in, and you want to give your team the best chance. But if they really wanted to change some opinions about them and the way they negotiate,
yeah,
I would have taken this thing to the final minute of week one.
I think that's what they need to do. We're just
offering you 32.5.
But Lamb's not the player to do that with. The player to do that with is the guy who's like the 12th best at his position, but wants to set the market.
But they've got it. They've got, as you mentioned, though, they've got to find a way to kind of keep him out of this rut of people holding to the last minute on him because they know that they're going to cave in on that. Me personally, if the Cowboys really wanted to send a message. And see what the resolve was with Lamb. Would he really be willing to miss game checks?
Yeah.
And the answer to me, I don't think he would have.
No.
That's where hey, good for the Cowboys getting it done. I would have gambled.
If you play that game super hard, though, eventually you're going to get a bad name and a bad reputation.
Holding
it. Oh, you have to take this amount because you're not going to miss a game check. I mean, why offer 32.5 if you want to negotiate like that? Offer 30.
What's better, to be a tough negotiator or one that caves?
You want to be a tough negotiator for sure.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. I mean,
but it's not fair. It's not fair to ask him to take AJ Brown money, is it?
Yeah, I do. It's fair that I'm going to pay you $500,000 more. I don't look at the contracts. I don't look at all the numbers and stuff. I mean, there's smarter people than that. But everything that he got, the guarantees and all that stuff like that, is far more than what Brown got, far more than what St. Brown got, far more than anybody else has got. They negotiated and Lamb got what he wanted. But if you're going to be an organization that's going to change the narrative about you as negotiators, I can see drawing the line. I could say, okay, how far are you willing to take this?
Yeah.
Their way of drawing the line in the sand could, now, like I said, could be with Dak.
Yeah.
Dak, like, no, we're not giving you $60 million.
I do think part of it is teams' willingness to, at times, understand that this is not a Super Bowl window right now, and they're willing to, okay, I have a star player or two, but we're not ready to do anything substantial. Yeah. The Cowboys never want to tear it down, and so they're always like, man, we need that player so we can win the 10 games and get into the dance, and that's all they think is necessary, is just get to the playoffs, and you've done your job, and then you got to hope the ball bounces your way.
Yeah,
and they want to do that every year. If they had moments where they were like, hey, we're going to reset things a little bit, now you feel better about, hey, no, we will draw a line in the sand here because we got no problem trading you because we know we're not winning for the next year or two. Okay, but they're never there. They're always trying to be in the playoffs. So when Zeke holds out, oh, crap, because this isn't a punt on it year. This is a we want to win 10 to 12 games and lose in the first round of the playoffs year. So we got to have our running back for that, and we got to reset the market to do it or pay him just whatever he wants.
Yeah, it might not be good for the head coach, though, just getting into the playoffs. That might not be good for him.
Well, don't tell him that. Did you see his latest quote from John Machota that he just tweeted out?
No.
I don't know if McCarthy's talking right now.
Yeah, he did at 3 o'clock. He had a conference call today with everybody.
Okay.
What did he say?
He was answering a question about playing well in December and January, and McCarthy is saying, quote, we keep talking about playoffs and things like that, but I don't know when the hell it became easy to win 12 games in a season, so we really got to get back to winning week in and week out.
Yeah, see, that's what I think the mindset of the front office and the coaching staff is, that they want to focus on that, hey, things are going well. We've won 12 games 3 years in a row. We're making the playoffs. I think it's going the way that Joneses want it. They feel like they're getting unlucky.
Why do they don't extend the guy? If they're interested in just winning 10 or 12 games every year, why don't they extend the head coach?
More spice, more talking points, and exactly what Jerry wants. A little bit more pressure on everybody. Jerry wants all that right now. Yeah.
I wish, you know, I wish this was the kind of team that would want to shake things up. We're about 45 minutes away now from CY joining us. The Rangers GM will tell us about what he's hoping to see from the team. They have a night off tonight, resume tomorrow against it's the White Sox, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up next here, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Brian, what's in store?
Yeah, I'm going to give you some information about these cuts. I'm going to try and do this 53-man roster and see how close I can get. We'll do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's another big day in the NFL, and here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. We got a cut-down day tomorrow, or roster reduction, whatever you want to call it. Always kind of go back and forth on that. I know there's some names out there already. Some of the names I think right now that we haven't seen, my experience is we've always tried to trade those guys, see if there's any interest. Maybe there's some roster gymnastics they can do. There's a lot more creativity now with when you look at vested veterans and what you can do and how, you know, you could cut them and bring them back and all those things. So those guys over there always kind of figure those things out. They're pretty good at doing that. I was going to, in the crosstalk, what'd you guys think of Trey Lance though the other day, with the way his game and how it played out?
Well, I thought once again he can be really exciting and productive, but the decision making, I was surprised how many of those picks were just like thrown right to a guy, and I just wondered is he seeing things right?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that he is. Even when he completes a pass, sometimes you're like, how late were you on that thing? That was a 10-yard play that could have been a 25-yard play had you just gotten rid of the ball quicker, because the guy's been open this whole time.
Yeah, I think the thing with Trey is that he always doesn't see the field particularly well, and I think when he has to, the longer he holds the ball, the harder it is for him to make that throw or to see where, you know, where he needs to throw that ball. I do believe, just watching him play, I think there's a lot of talent there. No question about it. I think his throwing motion, they're probably going to need to work on that. It seems to be a little long at times. Maybe the ball comes out of his hands a little later. They could tighten him up a little bit. I think they're going to work on that, try and get him to be a little bit, a little bit more with a tighter throwing motion to make that, you know, maybe get the ball out of his hand a little quicker. I do believe he has a problem with grip strength, because I watch him pat the ball, and it's like they're trying to reset. He's trying to reset it in his hand.
Mm.
And that caused him to be late on some of his stuff. So I mentioned the interception he threw on that sprint right option. You know, that's a 1-2 throw play. That's not a 1-2 pat the ball then throw.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a situation. The last interception he had of the game, you know, to try and fit that ball in the seam. If he's got a grip on the ball, he's going to probably throw that ball. He's going to have to throw it over the top of a linebacker. It's going to be a close play, maybe a bang bang play for the game winning touchdown. Ball comes completely out of his hand. You know, no, I thought, man, somebody tipped that ball. Nah. Pressure from the back, but he's stepping in, he's throwing it, ball handed, and it just helicopters out of his hand.
Yeah.
I think there's some things that, you know, you said his hands were 9 1/4.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, there's some things, maybe sweaty ball, sweaty hand, whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Unfortunate.
But there were a couple, like say the
there's
reads,
things to help you with that.
Yeah, the reads are not where they need to be.
No.
All the time.
I mean, he's got happy feet in a clean pocket. If his first read's not there, all of a sudden you're like, hey, the longer. But he's got no attempts. He's got no experience. He's got like 500 attempts since high school.
No question.
Like, he's super green. He needs all the attempts in the world.
I agree. I totally agree with him because I totally agree with what you're saying because I personally, I ain't giving up on that guy. I think there's ways that you can win games with this guy. I do. And I feel we all remember Tony Romo in 2004 was talking with Todd Archer about this. Made a great point. 2004 Tony Romo, how about some of the crazy ass passes he threw? We were all like going, "Whoa, what the hell is going on here?" You know?
DiNucci-esque.
Yeah, I think there's ways to work with guys like this and be much better at it than what we've seen.
And he's enough of a runner to buy himself some time to develop some of these other things for sure. Yeah. I mean, he's younger than Michael Penix, he's younger than Bo Nix, he's younger than Will Levis.
Yeah.
So, but it's going to take time for sure.
53-man roster. I tried at it. I sent this thing off, got back. I was pretty close. So I'm going to give it to you anyway.
What makes you feel good? If you're 50 for 53, are you like, hey, job well done?
Nah. If I'm one or two off, you know, feed me the 51, 52. I'll feel a lot better. If I missed a player just because I missed a player that I didn't see, but this is my projection. And, you know, maybe I should have done one where like, oh, I think this is what they would have done, but this is what I would have done. And I submitted this for approval.
I like that.
And so I got back, you're okay. You're close. So we'll see. We'll see how close. 6 wide receivers. I did it in alphabetical order for everybody. I do it for myself in alphabetical order so I know the players.
Well, now that you know for sure the alphabet, after we told you how many letters were in it a couple years ago. 26,
27, how many we got there?
Yeah, something like that.
6 wide receivers, Brooks, Cooks, Flournoy, Lamb, Tolbert, Turpin. 6 wide receivers.
All right, so you're going a little long there.
Going a little long. I kept three tight ends, Ferguson, Stevens. Well, actually, if I do alphabetic order, Ferguson, Schoonmaker, Stevens.
There you go.
If I had to rank them in order, I would say Ferguson, Stevens, Schoonmaker is how I'd rank them.
Not looking good for the former second rounder.
Went 3 offensive tackles. Went Guyton, Richards, Steele. Went 4 guards. Ball, Bass, Martin, Tyler Smith. So 3 tackles, Guyton, Richards, Steele. 4 guards, Ball, Bass, Martin, Tyler Smith.
Tyler Smith, your 4th offensive tackle in that scenario?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you know, or
Adoga comes back,
or when Adoga comes back, I think Adoga's going to go on that list, like him and Bland. I don't include him on this list.
Right.
Yeah, BB and Hoffman, the center. By the way, Hoffman might have got outplayed a little bit in that game by Shipley. The Chargers game. He might have got outplayed a little bit
Thank God for BB, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine they don't trade up? Or trade down in the first round to get that extra pick to nab BB, this offensive line would be even scarier coming in.
3 quarterbacks, Lance, Prescott, Rush, again, alphabetical order. 3 running backs. This is where I could be wrong. I went Dowdle, Elliott, Vaughn here. I don't have Davis on this team.
I would have done the same thing. I mean, I know that's a special teams nightmare without Malik Davis potentially, but I'm with you.
I'm going to make up for that when I get to my defense.
Cool.
I'm going to find you a special teams guy that's going to play better than what you're going to get with Malik Davis.
But with Zeke and Vaughn, we have 2 guys that we're not sure are going to produce over 3.5 an attempt in this offense.
Yeah,
maybe not even 3. This could get ugly.
Well, that's... Right now,
I like what I saw from Deucey Deuce. I'm excited to see what he can.
I think Deuce has got a different. I think different running style now. I think he's like, okay, get 3 yards and just don't dance around, just attack. I think Deuce is much better than
that. But to be fair, this is potentially the worst running back room in the league.
Potentially it is, but we'll see what happens with the cuts.
You guys are confident those are the best 3. No favoritism for Elliott.
Oh no!
Oh no! Yeah, no, Elliott. They didn't expose Elliott at all. I mean, we couldn't evaluate Elliott because of camp. I mean, you watch practice, he takes a rep and then he's out for three or four reps. Then he's maybe back in. But yeah, they didn't expose him at all.
Pathetic.
Hunter Lipke, fullback. So that gives me 25 on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, I went five edges. I went Golston, Nealon, Lawrence, Lawson, Parsons. Okay, I'm going to say this about Lawson. That to me, I'm a little bit, I think there needs to be some rust knocked off there. I think there were a couple of them where he was pretty, a couple of rushes where he was able to grab an edge, grab a corner. Felt like watching it from the TV, or not from the TV, from the booth. Felt like that there's like, man, this guy's got to do a little bit better there. Then you watch the tape and there actually was a couple of rushes where he looked like, okay, this might have a chance. I think he's got some rust to him. But again, Golston, Nealon, Lawrence, Lawson, Parsons. I put Parsons as an edge. Defensive tackles, I went Joseph, Osa Odighizuwa, Phillips, and Mozzie Smith as my four defensive tackles here is what I did. Now,
is Mozzie the fourth best defensive tackle on the team?
Yes.
Right now he is, yeah.
They didn't play him on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just because they're like, we can't afford him to get hurt because we have so little bodies here. But, man, that's a guy who needed all the reps too.
Yeah. Phillips is going to be your backup three. And then Joseph, Mozzie are going to be the ones, I think, is what's going to happen there. Mm. Linebackers, I went five. Went Clark, Buddy Johnson in a surprising. You okay over there, Eric?
I'm doing all right.
Spitting up over there? What's going on?
A little phlegm. I got a little phlegm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to make sure you're okay.
I'm okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
If there's something we could do to help you, let us know. Water or anything? Right, we're good?
Some tea? Yeah, okay. Maybe some tea.
Yeah.
Tacos, whatever you got back there.
Tacos, pizza.
You got a cheeseburger over there?
Yeah. I'm just making sure you're okay. I was worried about you. You just kind of went down there.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I'm hacking up a little bit. It's been bad.
Got you. Clark. Buddy Johnson. How about that one, boys?
Hey, he's shown up. Good for him.
Buddy Johnson can cover some ground, really run. Good tackler.
Can avoid some blocks.
Yep. Got some size to him.
He can whoop a lot of ass.
Kendricks, Leofau, Overshown. Brad Sham keeps telling me, he's like, Brian, something's not really right about Overshown in that hip. Keep an eye on that going into the Cleveland week. How healthy is really Overshown? Might have to go a little long at linebacker. I might be wrong about that spot. They might carry a sixth guy, but I'm going to go with the five to make it work right now.
So we're thinking maybe Overshown not ready to go?
There's a chance.
Maybe with that hip pointer. Yeah, I know hip. Brad was saying that the other night.
Brad was very adamant about that in the pregame show and the postgame show, and I don't think Brad Sham just throws stuff up against the wall to hope it sticks.
But if we have another injury to Overshown, I don't know.
Well, he's got a hip pointer right now, and I think he'll be okay, but right now he's dealing with a little soreness there. Quarterbacks, Booth, Carson, Diggs, Lewis, McQuamu. I went five. Don't think they're going to carry any more about with that. But, you know, they said they're not going to look outside. I believe them on that. I think they're probably feeling pretty good about the guys they got. Safeties, this is where I went a little different. I went Bell, Hooker, Thomas, Wilson. I added Wood, the rookie from East Carolina. That is going to be my special teams guy for Davis as the running back.
There you go.
That's how I'm going to figure out. I'm going to go with the extra safety. It probably could go with the extra linebacker there. But
Woods earned it.
Wood has earned it. So I'm going to go with him as my special teams guy and my fifth safety. They've got four good ones right there. So we'll see how that all plays out. Specialist, Anger, Aubrey, Goodwin, the corner. I put him as a specialist. And then Sieg, the center, that's 28. So that gives me my 53 players. So the last players I felt like were Flournoy, Vaughn, Buddy Johnson, and Wood. Davis being off on my list. We'll see if that plays out. That's tomorrow at 3:00.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40. Jerry Jones got loose with a sit-down with Clarence Hill. We'll give you some of the top quotes there. How does the Deron Bland injury change what is possible for this Cowboys team? And then we have the Chris Young Show coming up at 4:20 here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.